Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Judith Locos, date of birth 6/18/1956. Date of procedure is July 23rd, 2024. Physician, Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician, leave that blank. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare and polyphectomy. Indication is melanoma, comma, change in bowel habits, comma, screening for colon cancer. Description, procedure, and form consent is obtained. Period. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, while explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, monitored anesthesia care. While lubricated on the studio, gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced and direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal lobe, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus, a retroflex tube is obtained in the cardio. Air reception from the send the forward telescope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed while lubricated on the studio colonoscope. Was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified with the sense of the appendix orifice. The cecal valve confluence of the fold. Create careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period. Retroflex is obtained the rectum period. Boston Bowel Prep score is graded as A 7, 2-3-2. I'm a good prep. And the patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 34 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Biopsies are obtained for further evaluation. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there's patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for histology and cerebral H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to the D2 portion. Biopsies are obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, appeared unremarkable. Next line, there's approximately 10 millimeter descending colon sessile polyphony with cold snare polyphony. Next line, there's evidence of a grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, there's evidence of severe left-sided diverticulosis coli, narrowing the lumen and making it tortuous. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, PPI daily. Next line, follow-up in office previously scheduled. Next line, recommend pill cam for further evaluation in the office given melanoma. Thank you.